Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top, NPR's radio showcase of America's best young classical musicians. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to introduce you to a special series of our podcasts, Behind the Curtain, which brings you backstage to hear what it takes to deliver the inspirational performances and the personal stories of America's best young classical musicians. This week, we're going to hear from our scholarship program manager, Lisa Utzinger, about the backstory of one of our extraordinary Jack Kent Cook young artists. Enjoy.
Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation award $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards for students who perform on From the Top and who also have financial need. The program has existed for 3 years. We're currently in our fourth season of awarding $10,000 awards. So at the end of this year, From the Top will have distributed $1 million in scholarships to students nationwide. For years, we've worked with talented young musicians from around the country who would tell us, oh, you know, it'd be really great to go to a summer music camp. I've always wanted to do that, but my family just doesn't have the money. Or, you know, this violin can only get me so far. I really could use a new instrument. So to finally be able to do something about that, to help kids who have or who need a little bit of a boost to achieve their goals musically, it's been such a rewarding thing for us. Kieran Hanlon was selected as a Jack Kent Cook Young Artist this year. He is a 17-year-old violinist from Canandaigua, New York, and on the show, he was a member of the Compass String Quartet.
We're ending today's show with a great local boy band. They're all members of the Rochester Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. They are violinists William Cho, 18 years old, and Kieran Hanlon, 17 years old. Our violist is Michael Sabatka, 18 years old, and our cellist is 18-year-old Stephen Rick. They're all from here in Rochester, and Kieran is one of those Jack Kent Cook young artists Joanne just mentioned. Please welcome the Compass String Quartet. Hearing you play last night, I was a little amazed that your ensemble was so excellent. You're so together, no rushing, no, you know, instability of tempo, because in fact, in real life, you have some speed issues in other parts of life. Two of you are fast drivers and two are real slow. Kieran, you're one of the slow ones.
I am not a slow driver.
Oh, definitely.
Yes,
I am. I do the speed limit.
Under the speed limit.
I do the slow. Speed limit.
He goes 63 on a 65.
It's because my car won't do 65.
It goes lower as you go lower, too.
Oh, man.
Nuh-uh.
This is a problem getting to rehearsals, you guys. You know, how do you get there all on time? Well, you know, how does that work?
I ride with Kieran, and we usually get there about 10 minutes after Mike and Will, and it's about a 15-minute drive. So,
do you still want those rides, Steve?
Unforeseen financial hardships came at the worst possible time for Kieran and his family. Right before Kieran was gearing up to attend college, he was going on an audition tour, which is very expensive, going around the country auditioning live for all these music schools. And he and his family were facing the possibility of paying upwards of $45,000 a year for college or conservatory tuition. So they applied for the Young Artist Award and received it at a great time of need for Kieran. Kieran being a senior in high school, it was no surprise that he wanted to use the scholarship for college tuition. That's usually the most common for kids who are graduating. That's usually what they use it for. High-achieving, low-income students often get other scholarship opportunities in the form of need-based financial aid, and upper-middle-income students have families that can better afford to pay full ride for music lessons, summer music camp, tuition, college tuition. What we've found in doing this program for a couple years is that it's really the middle-income students who are also high-achieving who are being squeezed and locked out of many of the need-based scholarships and financial aid. So this is the Compass String Quartet performing Haydn's String Quartet No. 2 in D minor, Opus 76.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.